Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act.
Hat on,
hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Dawn,
giving them all
dressed
like a million bucks.
Diamonds in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Everybody, you are listening to The Voice, one and only Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Come on, y'all. I said that a little bit wrong this morning, but I'm tired. I just came out the gym. I'm a little out of sorts right now, but it's okay. I'll pull it together. But let me tell you something, man. I got a clear-cut message for you today. I really do. You know, as I've gotten older, I've began to take some supplements. And supplements are to help your body in things that it doesn't produce as much as it used to. Supplements are designed to help you replenish what's been depleted in your body. That's supplements. Now, there are people I can tell you can speak a lot more aggressively and a lot more knowledgeable on this subject, but just giving you a brief overview of my understanding of it. Now, if you've been living your life for a while, supplements are necessary for most of us. Now, also, if you've been living your life for a while, spiritually, you may need some supplements because you've just been at it for a while. You done got wore down a little bit. You're tired. Some people around you ain't changing. Some people around you draining. It's just life just keeps on coming. Life don't ever get no easier. It just, you become more knowledgeable about how to handle it. It does not get any easier. You continue to lose loved ones. You continue to have to confront the challenges. It's just that over a course of time, you become experienced and you can handle them better. But life don't get no easier. But spiritually, you get a little bit worn down. Well, you need some spiritual supplements too. And I'm just going to flat out tell you, the more God that you can replenish yourself with, the higher the dosage of God that you are willing to put into your spiritual self, the possibilities then become limitless. You actually have the ability to make a conscious decision to supplement your body, and you have a conscious decision to supplement your spirit. You can do both. So what I did was, I could just tell you what I did. I was taking all these supplements. I started taking supplements when I was about 45, I think. That's when I began. I was thinking about it one day, and I just went, wow, man. I started talking to some knowledgeable people. I found out I needed these things. But then spiritually, man, I started supplementing myself, too. I started praying some more. I started trying to gain a little bit more knowledge and wisdom and understanding from scriptures and just try to make sense of all of it. You know, just make a little bit more sense out of my life. Make sure that I was on the right path. As a matter of fact, get on the right path. Find out my real purpose and my mission in life. Nobody can do that for you. That's something that you have to want to do. But I started supplementing my spiritual side of my life and supplementing my body. Now, I happen to be right now about in the best shape I've ever been in, technically. I can assure you, though, I am in the best shape spiritually I have ever been in. Now, my body has looked better. Now, it really has. I mean, come on now. At where I am in life, at the stage, with the years I've been walking this earth, man, I'm cool. But spiritually, I'm in the best shape I've ever been in. And what it's done for me, y'all, is it's gave me a peace and a calmness. You know, it used to be, man, I used to fight so hard against people who attacked me. Now, man, it ain't that serious to me. Because now I have a full understanding that if I come under attack, that God is with me. Because that's a promise he made. That's Isaiah 54:17. That's the any weapon formed against you, shall not prosper. You can't come and get me. I'm not here for you to take down because you didn't put me here. So why would I fear a person bringing me down when they're not the reason that I'm here? So when you attack me, you have to be careful. Because I ain't ever by myself. I formed a relationship with the Most High that I can rely on for protection, for coverage, and for peace. A lot of times when things used to stress me out, how to run this, how to handle this, how to deal with that. You know, fame is rough, man. And then you put that together with some business and you put that together with your family. You got a lot of stuff you're trying to tend to. I have a peace of mind about it now. Because I have someone who provides me with a sense of understanding and calmness that lets me know that this too shall pass, that it ain't just a saying that I heard old people say, that it ain't just something my mama used to tell me. It's something that can really happen once you get an understanding. This too shall pass. This is just another piece of life that you are now better equipped to handle. I'm telling you what it's done for me. Millions of people out there hear me, man, has done the same thing for them. I'm telling it new to some people, but there's some people that show enough understand what I'm saying. And then if you have known this but kind of forgot it, it's time for some supplements. So when you get like that, and now you find yourself in a situation with a disease or something, you got to do something. Nah, you got to start juicing all your greens. You got to start detoxing your body. You got to start purifying the system. See, the human body has always had a way to repair itself if you just give it a chance. Your mind has always had a chance to repair itself if you give it a chance. And your spirit always has a chance to repair itself if you give it a chance. It's the only way I can maintain at this level, and it's the only way I have any chance of going further. I have to increase my dosage of spiritual supplements. I got to talk to God a little bit more. I got to pray a little bit more. I got to understand his word a little bit more. That's all I'm telling you, man. If you do that, if you just pray more, if you just study a little bit more, man, just try to get an understanding. Ask him to help you understand. It will open up the possibilities of your life into a realm you never could have imagined. I'm telling you, that's real, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, rabbit hunters, squirrel chasers, bird feeders, giraffe watchers, zoo attendees, Disney lifetime membership people, reporters, influencers of any kind, sick people.
Here.
Check.
Anybody. Teachers.
Yay.
Waste Love management it. Control. Mm-hmm. Truck drivers. Uber, whoever you are that needs some uplift this morning, we are here for you. We are here for you. And now for those of you that are over 80 years old, here's a little something for you. I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain every day. I'm climbing up.
Really?
Yes, Lord. That's a little something for everybody this morning. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show, everybody. Get your attitude together. Get your gratitude together. Get your altitude together. But it starts with gratitude that affects your attitude. It has direct correlation with your altitude. That's what we do in this show. Stars, some very capable people. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Farrell, Mouth of the South, Mississippi Monica, Kill Space. They call him Junior and the legend that his nephew, Tommy Junior.
Yes, sir.
What? Today, pray tell.
Yes, Uncle, let me ask you something.
Could it be now?
You know, do you be hard on yourself? Do you give yourself enough credit? I know a lot of people, but yeah, you know, that's the thing I'm thinking about, because I thought about where I'm at today and my birthday coming up, and do I give myself enough credit for what I've done? I think I should be doing something more.
Well, the problem with us is we are always in chase mode. And we're not enough in gratitude mode. And I'm guilty of the same thing because I'm extremely hard on myself. And people around me have to tell me all the time, you tripping. You need to slow down. You need to enjoy your life a little bit more because of the work you've put in and you've done.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes from not enough gratitude. And I'm very guilty of this myself, Junior. Because, okay, see, we so busy in the chase game that we fail to realize how much we done caught. See, you've been chasing, but you also been catching. And when you fail to realize how much you've caught, your focus is on the chase, and then you lose the gratitude of what you've caught. So you, as your birthday approaches, and you realize that I'm not where I want to be, but can you not also realize that you ain't where you was?
Yeah, well,
amen.
I'm sorry.
You need to go somewhere and sit down, man. Shut up. All you got to do is think back when it wasn't going this well.
All right.
More gratitude affects your attitude, which is the direct correlation with your altitude. We'll see y'all. We'll come back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after that. I got Shirley. Don't even worry about it. Come back next. Prank phone call.
Oh, God.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got for us, Neff?
Can I claim your kid? Let's go, Captain.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin.
Yes, this is him.
Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the game. But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? But yeah, I am working actually.
I mean, you have a steady job, is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah. What you getting at though? Like, you know, I thought you was calling about the basketball team, like. Uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday. You know, sometimes they want donations for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking. So I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time.
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But you know, I still work. I mean, what was going on? You need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing. Are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, you said, am I gonna claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like you the guy that you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on basis. You know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, I got a steady income and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, you know, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they gonna give me about $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. But I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes? Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you're talking about you seen me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No. It ain't. Ain't nobody gonna come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they finna hit me up for this $800. Well, see, I can get $2,300, man. I kick you down $250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
$250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro, because now you're insulting me. You're telling me you want to claim my style for some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool, so I can make $250. Bro, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting $2,300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from I don't know You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the $800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say? Yeah.
Look out. You know, my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why I'm trying to hook you up with 250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you,
bruh. Bruh, I don't know what you talking about, bruh. No 250, bruh. When I claim these two little I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bruh. What you think I'm gonna take 250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
Say, man, you ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bruh, you my peoples, you know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bruh, you ain't going to give me no 250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you, $2,300. It's government money, bruh.
So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bruh, what you supposed to do is go have you a seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam.
Bro, all I'm trying to do, man, is get this $800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you $800 and getting me locked up? Now, you got me up. I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
I need...
When I see you on Saturday, bro, I'ma you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your bro.
You ain't on my, you ain't on
Blazers, I'm on Blazers Lakers, bro.
You better bring that damn social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm going to come find him.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, you got, hey, do you got a boy that you work with named?
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm going to beat when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man, I got to ask you. You got to tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man. Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beat.
And there you have it.
Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for Ask the CLO. Now, this one is from Amelia in D.C. Amelia writes, I met a 61-year-old gentleman several months ago. I'm 56, and I've been divorced 5 years. He's been divorced for 2 years. From the beginning of our courtship, he said he doesn't like labels. This conflicts with his actions because he sleeps with me and gives me a few dollars every now and then. To me, we are in a relationship. I have told him I want a commitment that leads to a wedding. Should I give him more time or give him an ultimatum? CLO.
Well, you could do whatever you want to, but he told you. Mm-hmm. He ain't into no titles, which is code word for I don't want to be married. Mm-hmm. Now, you call it a relationship because he didn't give you some money or what?
And because he sleeps over, you know.
Okay. You know, girl, I can't tell you, and you 56. I can't tell you how many men have slept over and ain't got trying to come up with no damn title. Sleeping over don't mean that y'all have titles. He ain't gave you one. Now, you have every right to want what you want. Mm-hmm. So you can want what you want and you can make an ultimatum. But you have to be prepared for the response. Because he going to go back to what I told you in the beginning. Now, women always think they can change a man and he might.
Yeah. Mm. All right, Amelia. Did you hear that? Say it again, CLO.
He's getting what he wants. Now you got to see if you can get what you want.
That's right. All right, here we go. Catrice in Tupelo, Mississippi says...
Tupelo.
Tupelo, Mississippi, yeah. I'm a 48-year-old single mother of an 18-year-old son. I woke up to a big commotion recently, and it was my son having sex with his girlfriend in the shower. I have asked him repeatedly to stop sneaking her in my house. I talked to her mom about the incident, and she said her daughter is 18 and grown. I make sure my son has condoms, and I suggested to the girl that she get on some kind of birth control. The girl's mom said I'm wrong for meddling in their sex life. Is she crazy, or am I doing too much?
Yeah, the woman is crazy. But you have every right to make rules at your house. That's your house. Mm-hmm. You can make all the rules you want. Now, he 18. He's sneaking his girl in the house, but he ain't got no sense to be quiet. See, what he need is a room or an apartment.
Yes.
Or go over her mama house, who ain't got no problem with none of this. Because she'll stay in her business. So tell your son, take all that over her mama house, because she cool with it, but you ain't. Now, you got every right to set the rules up in your house, and he has to respect them.
Amen to that. Okay, moving on. Good
Y'all need to go
today,
down
Fiela.
To the park in Mississippi somewhere.
In the shower in your mom's house, making a lot of noise.
Yeah, you need to go down there by the river. It's a big river go down through there. The Mississippi. Go on down there.
Get down there by that river.
And they're only 18. Yeah.
Man, you know, you're 18, but you acting grown, but you ain't paying for nothing.
Nothing. Mm. Nothing.
So, no, lady, you're not wrong at all. And the other mama, she cool with it.
Yeah, no boundaries.
So since she cool with it, y'all go over her house.
Yeah, make all the noise you want, right?
Get in her shower.
All right.
That tire rack off the wall.
Mary, moving on. Mary in Fort Lauderdale says, I'm a 37-year-old married woman and my husband is 38. He has turned into a miserable homebody and he wants me to be one too. We've been married for 8 years and I am still active in my sorority and I go out to brunch and social events once or twice a month. My husband told me that married women of my age shouldn't hang out like I do. My line sister is having a yacht party for her 40th birthday and my husband doesn't think I should go. But I'm going anyway. Am I wrong for being defiant?
Absolutely not. You have every right to live your life. And when is it too old to have a social life?
Yeah.
40?
40 on birthday? You too old.
Right.
Yeah.
He's 38.
I got some frat brothers coming to my house. I'm the second youngest one. Only one younger than me is Larry. Everybody else older than me.
Wow. Be straight kicking.
Yeah.
And we love to see each other. Uh-huh. It's such a joy, man, to have friends that you've been friends with, man, 46 years. Mm-hmm. One of my boys coming, we've been partners. We've been friends, man, elementary, junior high school, and college since we was four. We've been friends for 60 years. I can't
since
wait to see
since you were 4 years old?
Since we were four.
Yeah.
We've been running together since before. It's five of us called the 112th Street Boys. It's me, Butch, L, Manny, and Rico. Mm-hmm. It's five of us.
And it ain't nothing changed between y'all.
Not a damn thing, man.
Oh,
we all know each other's birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
We all call each other. We're on the same group text. We the 112th Street Boys. We know that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Call. We there for each other. Talk about anything.
Steve. That's cool. That's some like friends geez, like man. That. Yeah,
that's friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's greatness.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tyrone, who is an iHeartRadio app listener, says, I'm dating a woman I met online and she's 44 years old, still living at home with her parents and her three children. She said she had a rough time after her divorce, so I didn't judge her. She expects me to come over there and watch TV and even spend the night with her. I'm almost 60 years old and I have my own apartment. She's very family oriented and it's kind of strange. Why is she reluctant to come stay over at my place?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
That house packed.
I don't know. That's wild. You 60. I'm not going over. I'm not going over nobody mama house. I'm 60.
60. Man, your daddy went to school.
I'm just trying to figure out.
What'd you say? You're not going over.
nowhere.
No, I'm not going over nobody's house. I'm 60. Sit with your mama.
Right.
Still that live with your crazy parents. Dog, we ain't finna do this here.
Yeah.
Man. Watch TV and spend the night. Spend the night where?
At her parents' house? No, thank
my
you.
My old ass at somebody's house spending the night. Hey, man, what's happening? I don't know. What you doing?
All right, we got to go. Thank you, CLO.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time for something funny, Steve. I'm just going to let you take it away right here, you and Jay, with your reenactment.
Go ahead, Steve.
This is for all men listening today. We're going to give you how it works.
Yeah.
When you're trying to end a conversation with your wife or girlfriend, and you're trying to find a way to end it.
Or not have it at all.
Or not have this conversation.
You're going to have it.
Yeah.
But somehow, it just goes on.
You don't want to talk. Basically, you don't want to talk.
You've been at work all
damn day.
Just want peace, quiet.
You just want to come in and not talk to nobody.
Well, why? Who you don't understand that?
Every man.
How come you don't want to talk?
Talk.
See what I'm saying? Here's how it go.
What's wrong with talking?
Here's how it go. You just walked in the house.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your day today?
I'm tired. I'm beat up, man. It was rough out there today.
What was so rough about it?
Jay's playing
you know, I won't go into it or nothing. It was just a long day, baby. You know how I get sometimes. I just gonna sit down and chill, get my thoughts, have a minute to myself.
Well, what happened?
It was just a long day, you know, just long.
Long like how?
Well, I've been down there all day now. I just been there all day. If I've been there all day working, I got two jobs. I just got home. It's just a long day. I'm just tired. That's all, baby.
Well, what happened on the first job? Just tell me that.
See, that's too much.
Ain't nothing in particular happened. You know, it just was.
So you were there all day, and you're telling me nothing happened in particular?
Nothing meaningful happened.
So something did happen?
No, baby, listen. Listen. What I'm saying is.
Careful.
It was just a long day. It was just just the day to day got in the way, and I was just tired of it.
So something happened that you don't want to tell me about?
No, ain't nothing happening that I ain't want to tell you about. I'm just trying to tell you ain't nothing really happened, but just was the.
Well, why are you raising your voice? I'm
tired.
Well, you don't. You sound like you're yelling. I mean, you.
All right, listen to me, baby. Listen to me.
Bring it back down.
Look, I ain't trying. Look, I'm not yelling. If I did, I apologize.
Okay, then. Forget the first job.
I tell you what. Listen.
What happened on the second job? What happened?
Hey, look. I'm tired. I didn't have a good day. I'm just gonna go on in here. I'm watch a little TV and eat. I'm gonna go.
So you don't want to talk today? Is that basically what you're saying? You don't want to talk?
Well, I've been talking all day.
So I ain't seen you all day. And you come home and now I want to talk. You don't want to talk to me. Is that basically what you're saying? You've been talking to them other people all day.
But I was at work though. I'm off.
Oh,
I just
you can only
chill.
Talk at work. Oh, okay.
Well, I just want to chill.
Oh, okay.
No, baby, look,
you
I just want to chill.
At work at the house is no talking.
I just want to chill.
I see how it go.
No, I just want to chill for a little while.
Don't you have a talk show? You have two shows where you just talk. And you come home and just no talking? That's how it goes?
Well, I got a radio show, too. I do a radio show, then I do two talk shows.
And
I got a briefing, and I do meetings.
You talking to meeting?
Yeah, I talking to meeting.
You talk on the show?
Yeah.
You talk on a radio show?
Yeah.
But you can't talk home?
Bring it back. Well, hell, I'm tired of talking.
Oh, too loud.
Loud. I see how it goes. You're getting loud now, yeah.
Well, you ain't listening.
I'm listening. I'm trying to talk.
No, you ain't hearing me. My voice raising because you're not listening.
You know what? Forget it. Just forget it. Just forget the whole thing. Forget I asked. Forget it.
All right.
Nah, I don't want to talk no more.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go on in here and sit
ever.
Down.
Ever.
I'm going to go on in here and sit
down. I'm not talking to you no more. You don't have to worry about me talking to you.
Okay.
Yeah, when you come in from now on, I will not be talking to you.
Okay.
See how you like that?
Okay.
If you don't want to talk, then I don't want to talk.
No, that's baby, right. Look.
No. I tried to talk, but you didn't want to talk.
Okay.
Now you want to talk.
Okay, well, look.
Now
we're
talking now?
Okay, listen.
Now we can talk?
Clap it up.
Baby, I'm going to go on in here and just sit down and chill.
Because you can't talk to me.
All right, babe. Just look. Just whatever you say.
I just need to know, are we talking or are we not talking?
I was going to hit. You said you ain't going to talk to me no more.
Okay, then forget it. Now. We don't have to talk.
Okay.
Let's stop talking. All right. You don't talk to me and I won't talk to you.
All right. Uh-huh.
All right. That's good. That works fine for me.
Uh-oh. Ever talk to you again.
Now, he walks away under his breath.
Uh-huh. And he thinks
yeah. And he says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He being the husband.
Her ass is crazy.
And then she follows him in the room.
Oh, yeah.
And she says, yes. I just have one question. I just have one more question.
Come on, Jack.
To ask you.
You better be a woman.
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Yeah. What did I do?
Yeah, what did I do? Uh-huh. Because I didn't do anything to you.
No, you ain't did nothing. I just told you I had a long day. But, now, you said you ain't want to talk. I said I'm going here to chill. Now, you to follow me and then ask me again.
All right, well, forget it. Forget it, then. No. One more thing. I got one more thing to ask you.
Yeah, Columbo.
Yeah. Come on.
Well, okay, so one more time under my breath, and I don't think she can hear this. So I said to myself, this heifer crazy.
I heard that. Yeah, I heard you. Oh, I'm crazy?
Here she comes.
Now I'm crazy. Uh-huh. Now I'm crazy.
I wasn't talking to you.
Your job ain't crazy, but I'm crazy.
No, babe, I ain't say you was crazy.
I'm crazy. Now I'm crazy.
No, I said,
I'm going to show you crazy, Steve.
No.
I'm going to show you crazy.
No, what I said was,
I ain't say you was crazy. I said this crazy. I'm crazy now. I'm going to show it to you.
No, I said this crazy.
No, you want to see it? I'm going to show it to you.
What I'm looking at.
Wait, what? He's already looking at
it. You're going to show me crazy. I'm looking at it.
Man. Every man who's with his wife or girlfriend, laugh when you get at work, okay?
Wait till she get out the car.
Oh, my God. That's it right there.
Nah. Talk to your friends.
We pretty much covered it, huh?
Ooh, yes. Good job,
that
Jay.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, you played wifey very well. Very well.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather a window seat or an aisle seat on an airplane?
Winter.
Yeah, I'm winter.
Depending on where Mike Tyson
I can't
is.
Stand somebody stepping on me to go to the bathroom every 5-10 minutes. I'm on that window.
Man, yeah. I hate that cart coming down that aisle.
And you're
people
stuck.
Brushing up against you when they pass by.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, maybe some people don't have that. When you got your own plane, you ain't nobody passing by you. You know, you just on your own plane.
That's why he
ain't saying nothing, Junior, because guess what? He ain't got a would you rather. He already rather.
Would you rather wear nothing but tuxedos for a whole year? Tuxedos just for a whole year or PJs for a whole year?
Hey. Tuxedos,
because you like to dress up.
Hey, okay.
I'm going to have a pajama tuxedo.
It don't matter, because hell, I can sleep in my tux. Hell.
I'm in Wendy's drive-thru in a tux.
I'm going to have that tuxedo like they had on the Love Boat with them shorts with it. Boy, I'm going to be cold.
Okay, would you rather have a face tattoo?
B.
Or vampire teeth. B.
Yeah. Don't get B.
Yeah.
I'd just be a non-smiling ass person. But what you're not finna do is put a pair of lips on my damn face.
On my neck.
There's no tattoo. You a star. You ain't finna do none of this.
What about that Mike Tyson swirly face?
I ain't none of that.
But let me be clear, Mike, if Mike listening, I love it, Mike. It looks great. I'm not.
You don't want.
You ain't gonna put my ass on the plane. I love it, Mike.
All right. Would you rather let your mate cheat for $500 million, or would you rather cheat?
Wait. Hold up.
Uh-huh.
Come on. Go ahead. Say it again.
Would you rather let your mate cheat for $500 million, or would you rather cheat for $5 million?
Well, seeing I ain't got neither one, E, A, or B.
No, I'm going with
pick one, Junior.
We ain't got $500 or $500. It don't really matter. We coming up either way.
You rather let your mate cheat for $500?
Greg, here she come. Hold on back here.
You said $500 million?
$500 million.
Can I say something?
You rather
I don't
cheat
mean
for
no
five.
Home? Can I say something?
Yeah.
Please over me. Please.
Why would you say that?
Steve.
Well, come on, I'll take the $5 million and do it myself because I'm a loser after.
Aw. How benevolent
that.
Of
That's
you.
Wonderful.
I'll do it for $5 million.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather a window seat or an aisle seat on an airplane?
Winter.
Yeah, I'm winter.
Depending on where Mike Tyson
I can't
is.
Stand somebody stepping on me to go to the bathroom every 5-10 minutes. I'm on that window.
Man, yeah. I hate that cart coming down that aisle.
And you're
people
stuck.
Brushing up against you when they pass by.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, maybe some you people do. Don't have that. When you got your own plane, you ain't nobody passing by you. You know, you just on your own plane.
That's why he
ain't saying nothing, Junior. Because guess what? He ain't got a would you rather. He already rapping.
Would you rather wear nothing but tuxedos for a whole year? Tuxedos just for a whole year, or PJs for a whole year?
Hey, tuxedos.
Tuxedos, because you like to dress up.
Hey, okay.
Oh, I'm going to have a pajama tuxedo.
It don't matter because, hell, I can sleep in my tux. Hell.
I'm in Wendy's drive-thru in a tux.
I'm going to have that tuxedo like they had on the Love Boat with them shorts with it. Boy, I'm too cold.
Okay, would you rather have a face tattoo? A face
B.
tattoo.
B.
B.
Or vampire teeth. B. Vampire
B.
teeth.
Yeah. Don't get B. bit.
Yeah.
Just I'll just be a non-smiling ass person. But what you're not finna do is put a pair of lips on my damn face.
It's
no tattoo. You a star. You ain't finna do none of this.
What about that Mike Tyson swirly face?
I ain't none of that.
But
let me be clear, Mike, if Mike listening, I love it, Mike. It looks great. I'm not.
You don't want.
You ain't gonna put my ass on the plane. I love it, Mike.
All right. Would you rather let your mate cheat for $500 million, or would you rather cheat?
Wait. Hold up.
Go ahead. Say it again.
Would you rather let your mate cheat for $500 million, or would you rather cheat for $5 million?
Well, seeing I ain't got neither one, E, A, or B.
No, I'm going
you
with
pick one, Junior.
We ain't got $500 or $500. It don't really matter. We coming up either way.
You rather let your mate cheat for $500?
Greg, here she come. Hold on, here.
You said $500 million?
$500 million.
Can I say something?
Rather
I
don't mean no five. Harm.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Please over me. Please.
Why would you say that?
Steve.
Well, come on. I'll take the $5 million and do it myself because I'm a loser after.
Aw. Benevolent
that.
Of
That's
you.
Wonderful.
I'll do it for $5 million.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after today's Strawberry Letter. But up next, Nephew Tommy, right here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
Well, this is a big deal right here, Shirley. I need you to wash me.
Oh, what?
I need you to wash me. Wash me. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot. Whatever the weather, we in this together, whether we like it or not. What?
Wash me.
I did my exercise. Whether the weather be cold or whether the weather be hot, whatever the weather, we in this together, whether we like it or not.
What is all the wind?
Did you tire yourself out?
The curtains. In his hotel room.
I need you to wash me. Let's go get them.
Got work.
It's a great day at Nursery. This is Felicia.
I'm trying to get somebody to come down here to 501.
I'm sorry?
501. I need somebody to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
But, sir, I think you might have the wrong number.
Is this the nurse? I need the nurse to come down here to 501 and clean me up.
Sir, this is the nursery, not the nurse. I think you might have dialed the wrong number.
No, I need to talk Where's Nurse Cynthia? That's who's normally clean me up. I need her to come down here and clean me up.
Sir, I really do think you have the wrong number. Where are you calling from?
Who is this here?
This is Felicia. I'm the director here at the nursery.
That's what I say. I need the nurse to come down here and clean me up.
Okay.
Now, this bedpan and all this stuff to clean me up, because I've been sitting here a long time. Now ain't nobody come.
Well, sir, I think you dialed the wrong number. If you tell me where you are, I can try to help you, but you...
I ain't dialed the wrong number. I need somebody to come down here and clean me up. This ain't right. Y'all supposed to get here every hour. Somebody supposed to come check on me. Ain't nobody come check on me yet.
Okay, well, I apologize, but you have the wrong number. Try hanging up and then dialing.
Is this the nurse station?
Sir, this is a nursery. We take care of children here. This is not the nurse station.
I'm not no child. I said, is this the nurse station?
Sir, I'm sorry, you're not listening to me? This is not the nurse station. This is a nursery. We have children here. We take care of children. So I think you dialed the wrong number.
No, they said that they're supposed to come clean up every hour. They're supposed to come check on me. I've been here might near 3 hours. Ain't nobody come to check on me yet. And now that I need somebody to come clean me up. And the bedpan is full, and they just don't come check on us like they're supposed to check on us. They're supposed to come check on us.
I'm really sorry that they have not come to check on you and your bedpan.
Why would they let us sit here like they do?
Okay, sir, just listen to what I'm saying. This is a nursery. We take care of small children. This is not the nurse's station, so I'm sorry.
No, my grandkids, I got small children as my grandkids. I got about 42 grandkids.
42, huh?
They come see me on Sunday, but soon as they leave, the people at the nurse station, that they treat me bad and leave me here like this here 2-3 hours. Don't nobody come check on me. Can you come down here and check this bed, please?
Sir, I can't do that. I need to get back to the kids here that we take care of at the...
My kids don't come till... They come on Sunday. They come every Sunday after church, and they come see me.
Do they? Okay. Well, I'm glad your kids come see you, and I'm going to get off the phone now. When I hang up, you just dial the number right
now. When you get off, you're going to come down here and come see and clean me up?
I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to let you call back. And
why you all come clean me up? Why you all do that? Why you do it?
Sir, I'm not a nurse. I'm a teacher, not a nurse.
When I was coming through, people supposed to do their job. You do what the job is. Whatever your job is, that's what you do. I worked 42 years straight, and I did my job.
Okay. I'm a teacher. That's
why you won't come on down here and do what you're supposed to do?
Because I don't clean bedpans.
You know why, girl? Y'all young folks don't do your job. The damage you're going to make me mad if you don't get your down here. You get your
I'm going to ask that you not talk to me like that.
If you get your down here and come clean this bedpan and clean me up. I ain't supposed to be sitting here like this all this time. What's your name again?
It's Felicia, and I have
Felicia,
tried to be
Felicia,
really, really, really nice to you.
Down here right now.
Please do not speak to me like that. I'm trying to let you know that you
died. You any way I want to.
You gonna calm down and quit talking to me like that. I'm trying to help you. Now, that's just rude, speaking to me like that. Now, this is a nursery.
And you supposed to do what a nurse supposed to do. You get your down here right now.
You know, I'm nice to you as I possibly can, but David, you're not gonna talk to me like that. That's just rude and disrespectful. Don't speak to me like that.
You talking about kicking some,
I will kick your in the wheelchair. This seems to be the only language you understand is me talking to you crazy since you talking to me crazy.
Well, when is you gonna get your down here?
My is not coming down there. You stay in that stank. How about that?
What did you say?
You heard me. I said you stay in that stank. I'm not cleaning no ass. I've been trying to tell you for the past 5 minutes, but you won't shut up long enough to listen.
Well, how long is it before you gonna get here then?
I am not coming down there to clean your
why not?
I've been trying to tell you that is not my job. You dial the wrong number.
Who you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. Who are you talking to like that?
You're gonna make me whoop your
Well, bring it on in. If you think you can get in your wheelchair and make it down here to the nursery to whoop my ass, then come the hell on.
Listen, will you take a message from me and give it to somebody?
What's your message?
Write this down. N-E.
N-E.
P.
N. Uh-huh. What else?
H.
Uh-huh.
E.
Uh-huh.
W.
What?
Okay, you got that part?
Yeah, I got that part.
Okay, T O M M Y.
What is that?
What do it spell?
I don't know. What is it?
Well, spell it out.
I'm not spelling it out. You tell me what it is.
What does it say?
I don't know. Nephew Tommy.
Nephew Tommy, this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show, baby. You just got pranked by your sister, Renita.
Oh, my God.
Well, you were sitting up there like, what in the world?
You got me. You got me.
Oh, baby, I got you. I got one question for you, though. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You got me good.
Did I do that there?
Did I do that there?
That's all about. Did I do that there?
Yep, king of pranks. Come on now.
April 19th to 20th, the nephew is coming to town. April 19th to 20th, Baltimore, Maryland, the Comedy Factory, backed by popular demand. The nephew is coming. Tickets on sale right now. Come on, BMO. Let's do the doggone thing. I know y'all been going through a little something. So come on over and get your laugh on, man.
All right, nephew. Up next, my strawberry letter.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, a lot of people are losing sleep because of work, guys. A new study by Account Tips finds that 44% of professionals are losing sleep over work. As for why, 50% say they've been overwhelmed with work, the volume of work they have, the hours that they have to put in. Some of the other reasons for work-related sleep loss include strained coworker relationships. Wow. Worried that they may lose their job. That's a lot of stress. Yeah.
That's Jay. You got to be exhausted.
This is a good one. My boss is a nightmare. Have you checked all three boxes, Jay?
Y'all bet not.
Strained coworker relationships.
Mm-hmm. Check.
Worried I may lose my job.
Check.
And my boss is a nightmare.
No, don't check that one.
Okay. So I got to ask you, Steve, you have a lot of jobs. You have more than anyone I know. Do your jobs keep you up at night? Is it constant or just occasionally?
No, my exhaustion for my jobs is when I run up into stupidity. Uh-huh. That's the only thing I get exhausted for. I've really found out over the years, I don't really care for stupid people. I really don't.
Uh-huh. Your nephew must be drinking.
Yeah, I can't even play it off. Uh-huh. Like, if you're stupid, I look at you like you're stupid the whole time you talk.
I don't know what we're supposed to do with that information.
No, it's just important information that you know about me and my job.
Yes.
My job, I love my jobs. I tell jokes for a living and play music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All of my jobs, they have an element of me using my God-given talent.
Yeah.
So I love my work.
Uh-huh.
It's the things that surround my work. Like, when you stupid,
uh-huh.
I just can't stand that, man.
Is that like J. Anthony Brown?
No, Jay good, Jay ignorant.
Oh, is it different?
Stupid is different from ignorant.
Yeah. Different.
Stupid is when you're doing stuff that ain't attached to nothing and just has no rhyme or reason, but you steady doing it.
Oh, anyone in particular in mind, or what? Just anyone?
At the job.
Thomas, really?
No, I didn't think he was going to say you, honestly. Okay.
Why would I say
this is uncomfortable right now?
Yeah, it's awkward.
Why are you uncomfortable? You're not stupid.
Oh, I know.
What? You just don't like the way Tommy goes into the shell when you call him stupid. But let him go in there. When he go into the shell, he can't say nothing stupid.
But what's the
point? But I'm not.
He's here working. What are you going to do? Yeah. He's working. He's employed here.
Hello, everyone. I'm here. I'm right here.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm right
we
here. Stop
here.
Doing that. Stop talking over and around me. I'm right here.
We can't help the over part.
All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In today's office topic, here's a question. Have you ever been told just be yourself? Just be yourself and you'll be fine. And it ended up being horrible advice for you. Maybe it was on a first date. Maybe you were told to be yourself on your first day of a new job. So, Steve, I got to ask you, are there situations that you should avoid just being yourself when you were comfortable enough to just be yourself in your relationship? Or when were you comfortable enough to be just being in your relationship? Those are two different questions.
My first gig on the radio in L.A. with you. Mm-hmm. The dude that gave me the job said, man, just be yourself. 3 days later, they hired Shirley.
It wasn't going to work out.
They said, we'd had enough of his ass in here being himself. We need to get a radio person in here to control some of this. We need Shirley, get in there and
you
provide. Yeah, do a time check. I didn't do time check. I never announce what station you listening to. If you hear my voice, ain't you listening to the station?
You know what
does I got to come in and say this for? Oh, you have to say the call letters to let them know. Boy, how's you hearing me say the call letters if your station ain't on this one?
It was perfectly logical to you, but it just
then
wasn't radio
time
logic.
Checks, and then in L.A., the traffic, I didn't understand that. It's rush hour, the 405. It's packed. Every damn day. Hey, we have to go to a commercial at 18 after. But I'm talking though.
Yep.
They put Shirley Strawberry on the radio. And when I first met Shirley, I thought she was attractive, but I didn't care for her. Because
yeah,
I said,
didn't like me.
You know, I went, why
didn't
she
like me?
Trying to tell me what to do.
Yeah, he didn't like me because he had nothing to do with my hiring. It's exactly true what he's saying.
No, they just put her in there. They ain't asked me nothing. I looked at her.
You they know, asked said, me, well, yeah, for a while to come in, to listen to the show, to listen
to you.
So
he actually had no control over you, sir. Let's just call it what it is, sir. He had no control over you. You were hired by somebody else. He had nothing to do with your hire.
No.
You come in there, Shirley,
great.
Doing time
love
checks.
Love it, Shirley.
I had to do radio. This was a radio show.
So
I'm
I said,
like, what are you doing?
So I said, baby girl, stop saying all that. I'm talking. She said, we have to go to break. We ain't going to break right now. Yeah. I'm doing
yes,
something.
You are.
And you know what? The sad part is not much has changed. Not much
and
has
here
changed.
We are. 20,
well,
20,
now,
20
well,
years
I do go
later.
To breaks on time now because I understood what sponsorships meant.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
You're still disobedient, though.
You fought it. Woo, you fought it. You fought it.
You're still fighting it.
Yeah.
You still want to.
So, you just say,
what
I'm
was
talking?
Another job, though, Steve, where they asked you to be just be yourself?
I really, you know, I lied to get all my other jobs before I got into show business. If I'd have told the truth, I'd have never got hired. I couldn't beat myself. Y'all wouldn't hire me. I got criminal record. I got criminal background. I've been to court I don't know how many times. I'm on probation. Boy, yeah. Ain't nobody finna hire me. So I lied. I lied on all my applications. Mm-hmm. I tried to get a job one time at a jewelry store.
Mm-hmm.
The question was,
what kind of jewelry store, dog? What are we talking about?
At like a jewelry store in a mall.
Oh, like a K
South
Jewelers
Gate.
Or something.
Yeah, something like it was a little jewelry store. I just saw some watches I like. Now I'm gonna go on here and try to work here. And the guy was sitting at the interview. He said, "Have you ever stole anything before?" I said, "Like what?"
The answer should have been no.
Yeah, but I went, you know, have you ever stolen anything? Like what? Like, you talk potato chips or something like that. I'm going to admit to that. But they're like, have I stole jewelry? No, not yet. That's what I'm trying to say. So I just went with the no, like what? He said anything. He said, when I was little, I used to steal potato chips and stuff.
Oh, okay. Man. Did you get the job?
Hell no. He said, well, thank you for coming in.
All right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 20 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. So, guys, I don't know if you've heard, but seniors are getting it in. They're having more sex, okay?
Good.
This is according to new research that found a huge spike in the number of sexually transmitted infections over the past 10 years. A new study, which will be presented at a medical convention in Spain next month, showed that STIs among people over the age of 55 have doubled compared to a decade ago. The study blames the spike. Yeah, doubled. Blames the spike on rising divorce rates, less condom use, the availability of drugs like Viagra, and more older adults living together in retirement communities, and also an increased use in dating apps. So there you have it. STIs rising among the older generation. Yeah. 55 and older.
You can make all them noises you want to. They ain't changing. They ain't changing nothing.
But they talking about time and use condoms, though? Why
put
not?
Put the condom on, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest one.
Well, you already ain't got long left. You gonna shorten that?
With an STI?
Come on, man.
I'll be damned. Now, you done got old and dumb. You spent all this time trying to get here. Now, you here. Now, you gonna cut it short. I don't need no condom. Okay.
You 60 down at the clinic. What you look like?
Yeah. You the oldest person down there.
That's true.
Come on, Papa.
What's wrong, sir? Lord, I'm burning.
Coming up at 33 minutes after the hour. That was startling news. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now to play a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather a window seat or an aisle seat on an airplane?
Winter.
Yeah, I'm winning on that window. Mike Tyson
I can't stand somebody stepping on me to go to the bathroom every 5-10 minutes. I'm on that window.
Man, yeah. I hate that cart coming down that aisle.
And you're
people
stuck.
Brushing up against you when they pass by. But you know, maybe some people don't have that. When you got your own plane, you ain't nobody passing by you. You know, you just on your own plane.
That's why he
ain't saying nothing, Junior. Because guess what? He ain't got a would you rather. He already rapping.
Would you rather wear nothing but tuxedos for a whole year? Tuxedos just for a whole year, or PJs for a whole year?
Hey. Tuxedos,
because you like to dress up.
I'm gonna have a pajama tuxedo.
It don't matter, because hell, I can sleep in my tux. Hell,
I'm in Wendy's drive-thru in a tux.
I'm gonna have that tuxedo like they had on the Love Boat with them shorts with it. Well, I'm too cold.
Okay, would you rather have a face tattoo? A face tattoo?
B.
B.
Or vampire teeth? B. Vampire teeth?
Yeah. Don't get bit.
I'd just be a non-smiling ass person. But what you're not finna do is put a pair of lips on my damn face.
It's
no tattoo. You a star. You ain't finna do none of this.
What my about that Mike Tyson swirly face?
I ain't none of that.
But let me be clear, Mike, if Mike listening, I love it, Mike. It looks great. I'm not.
You don't want.
You ain't gonna put my ass on the plane. I love it, Mike.
All right. Would you rather let your mate cheat? Let your mate cheat for $500 million, or would you rather cheat?
Wait. Hold up.
Uh huh.
All right. Go ahead. Say it again.
Would you rather let your mate cheat for $500 million, or would you rather cheat for $5 million?
Well, seeing I ain't got neither one. EA or
no, I'm going with
pick one, Junior.
Wait, we ain't got $500 or $500. It don't really matter. We coming up either way.
You rather let your mate cheat for $500?
Greg, here she come.
You said $500 million?
$500 million.
Can I say something?
Would you rather cheat for $5 million?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
Please over me. Please.
Why would you say that?
Steve.
Yeah. I'll take the $5 million and do it myself, because I'm a loser after
that. Aw. How benevolent of you.
Wonderful. I do.
All right. That's today's round of Would You Rather.
$500 million, he can stay with us. What?
at 49 minutes after the hour. We'll be back with some closing remarks from the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Last break of the day. Been a pretty good day. Interesting day. Steve, now it's time for you to drop some knowledge with our closing remarks. What you got for us today?
Come on, big dog. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, today I want to remind everybody of something that gets overlooked from time to time. But if you want to be successful and you want to be happy, if your happiness is sometimes, as it often is, tied to your success, and if your success oftentimes, as it is tied to your happiness, the two kind of go hand in hand almost. But not, you have to be using your definition of success and not somebody else's. If you're using someone else's definition of success, you're never going to be happy. Whether they've aimed too high for you or they've aimed too low for you, if you're using somebody else's aim, you're never going to be happy. Because those two are, I'm sorry, tied together. I'm happy if I'm successful. If I'm not successful, I'm not going to be happy. Because I'm going to feel like there's something else I could be doing for my family. There's something else I could be doing for my future. There's something else I could be doing to make it work. And so my success is tied to my happiness, and my happiness is tied to my success. Now, do I take times off from all of it and just sit around and be grateful and happy for where I am? Of course, all the time. Gratitude is a huge part of the principles of success that's oftentimes too overlooked. Yeah, I often sit around and just smell the roses. Just take a breath of fresh air and go, man, I'm awful grateful for where I am, God. Not meaning that I don't want more, but I oftentimes stop and thank him for right where I am. Because where we are is pretty good compared to where we were. But now, with all that said, let me share something with you. If you want to be happy and successful, you are going to have to put out a massive effort. Period. Stop thinking it's going to happen any other way. You have got to put out a massive effort. You got to get at it. You got to grind. You got to want it. It's got to burn a little bit on the inside of you. It's got to make you uncomfortable not being where you want to be. You got to have a I'm going to get it attitude in order for it to get got. Period. You got to have a I'm going to get it attitude in order for it to get got. Period. That's the deal. No substitutions, no alternatives. This ain't sugar. You can't use Splenda instead. This ain't sugar. This is life. You have to go get it. There are no alternatives. Well, you can pick some alternatives, but you're not going to be happy and successful. You got to get a little bit of dog in you. I'm sorry. Everybody got to have some dog in you. You got to have some bite back. You got to have some fight. You're going to have a little bit of kick. And sometimes the kick has to come from yourself. You kind of quit looking for other people to always give you that little kick in the rear end to get you started, that little jump start in the morning to encourage you. What if they need encouraging? What if they ain't get their jump start for the day and you waiting on they call and their encouraging word? Man, let me tell you something. These are people that you waiting on to help you. People fail all the time. Every person need the Lord God Almighty. So that might be one of the mornings where they need him and they don't have nothing for you. Take your faith out of man, put your faith in God, and get at it. You and God can make it. That'd be great if you had a friend along the way. Of course it would be. But sometimes you're in a pattern where you got to learn that it ain't nobody but you and him sometimes. Sometimes you just need to know it ain't nobody but you and God. That really ain't a bad place to be. It really ain't. I've got some of my best results out of my life when I just asked God for the help. When I didn't call nobody else to see what they thought about it. When I went to God, just God, I've gotten my best results. I'm just going to be honest with you. But you got to get at it, though. Quit expecting God to just bless you with something, and you ain't giving him nothing to put his finger on to touch. You make one step, he'll make two. You got to be a producer out here. You got to go out of here and get out something. Quit asking God for a job and you ain't putting no applications in. Stop wasting his time and yours too. It's like the story of a man said, you know, I've been praying to God to hit the lottery. I just been praying to the Lord to hit the lottery. One day the man just kept hearing him say that. He said, well, do you play the lottery? He said, no. What kind of prayer is that? You're praying to God to hit the lottery, but you're not playing the lottery. What? That don't make no sense. If you want God to touch your life, give him something to touch, an effort. Put in a request. Be sincere. But I've decided that I'm going to attempt so many things that's within my gift and in my realm that I'm going to ask God to bless me with his grace. He got something to bless. He just keeps on making stuff happen for me. He just keeps on opening doors for me. He just keeps on putting the right people in front of me. Oh, and it may look like the deal ain't going to happen, as oftentimes many of them do. But at the end of the day, it always works out. But man, you got to get at it, y'all. You got to get off your butts and get at it. Ain't nobody finna walk no checks up to you and hand them to you. You got to get out here and get at it. Dreams ain't nothing but dreams. Until you put some work behind them, they become goals. You got to put some work behind these dreams. That's my closing remarks. Hey, listen to me, y'all. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. And it don't matter if it's been a while. I think I'm going to do just that, too. All right, y'all have a good one.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.